Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you have to do is call, and I'll be there. You've got a friend.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American singer and songwriter Carole King, born Carol Joan Klein in New York City in 1942. She has proved to be one of the most prolific female musicians in the history of pop music. Her mother was the source of her early music education. She began arranging and composing music while still in high school. She studied briefly at Queens College before dropping out to marry Jerry Goffin in 1959, who abandoned his plans to become a chemist in order to write music with her. Together, they began writing songs for Alden Music in a cubicle near the Brill Building on Broadway, and they quickly became one of the most successful songwriter duos in the industry. Their first hit, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, recorded by the Shirelles, became a number one single in the U.S. Hot 100 before King turned 19. Over the next 6 years, they composed hits with stunning regularity. The other number one songs were Take Good Care of My Baby, The Locomotion, and Go Away, Little Girl. Other King and Goffin hits included Up on the Roof, One Fine Day, Don't Bring Me Down, and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. In 1968, King moved to Los Angeles, where she worked for a time with singer-songwriter James Taylor, playing piano and singing on the album Sweet Baby James in 1970, and accompanying him on tour. Taylor's version of King's song You've Got a Friend eventually became a hit in the United States. With his encouragement, she began to perform solo, and her debut album, Writer, was released in 1970. Not until a year later, however, did she capture national attention in the United States as a solo artist. Her album, Tapestry, a collection of catchy melodies and engaging lyrics, held the number one spot on the Billboard album chart for 15 weeks. It remained a bestseller for more than 300 weeks. Tapestry also earned King 4 Grammys in addition to winning for Album of the Year. She received the awards for Best Song for You've Got a Friend, Best Single, It's Too Late, and Best Female Vocal Performance. Other noteworthy numbers on the album included I Feel the Earth Move and So Far Away. In the 1980s, she gradually faded from the music scene, becoming involved in environmental causes in Idaho, where she made her home. Her musical career sparked back to life in 2007 when she reunited with Taylor for a performance at the Troubadour, a famed West Hollywood venue that was celebrating its 50th anniversary. The reunion also prompted a 2011 feature-length documentary made for public television. Her memoir, A Natural Woman, was published in 2012, and 2 years later, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, a look at her career as a singer-songwriter, began a lengthy run on Broadway, and it opened in London's West End in 2015. Carole King was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1987, and in 2002, she received the Johnny Mercer Award for her history of outstanding creative work. In 2013, she was awarded the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, as well as a Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement, and she was named a Kennedy Center honoree in 2015. She turned 79 today, and we wish her well. Sing on, Carole King. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 9th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.